The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
He's a Hall of Famer, an Atlanta legend, and again this season, he's only on one station.
And there it is, career strikeout number 1,000.
Struck him out. Seven strikeouts through five. Hasn't allowed the Indians a hit.
And that's 300 wins for Tom Glavine.
It's the Tom Glavine Show, presented by Brown & Company Jewelers on Holcomb Bridge Road in Roswell and Peachtree Road in Buckhead, and by attorney Ken Nugent. One call, that's all.
Yeah, this next guy knows a little bit about playoff baseball and the importance and making all the right decisions and stepping up when the opportunity is there. He's Tom Glavine.
Tommy!
Gentlemen,
what's up?
He joins us on the fan right now. Glav, can I ask you a question? Because you played this game for such a long time, and I know you had time with the Mets, but I know where your heart is with the Braves. How do you watch these games? Is it fan? Is it former player? Like, when Austin hits the home run, are you pumping a fist? You get excited, or are you, like, reserved? I want to see Glavine in that moment.
I'm a lot more reserved than when I was playing. No question about that. I get excited, for sure. I get probably more aggravated sometimes when things go the wrong way, or I don't like managerial decisions on either side of the foul lines. I'm fired up for these guys. I mean, how much better can you have it in terms of you took care of home field advantage, you won both nights in dramatic fashion, like you guys were saying before I came on. You've won two games where a lot of things really didn't go the way you would want them to, right? Like you said, Max was okay. Ian, kind of struggled a little bit. Who would have thought that, a couple of things, that Freddie Freeman has struck out as many times as he has already in this series and you'd have a 2-0 lead. Who would have thought you walked, was it 9 guys last night?
Yep.
And you'd still win a ball game. So look, everything's going in the Braves' direction right now. And sometimes, I know that's what Bobby always used to say, try to tell people when we got into playoff series and whatever, you get into these short series like this and it's a crapshoot. And really the difference a lot of times between success and failure in a series is you have a couple breaks that go your way. And if they don't, then it's a different story. And I think you could easily make that case today that if a couple breaks didn't go the Braves' way, I think we're looking at a minimum of a 1-1 series, but so far everything's gone their way, and sometimes it's better to be lucky than good.
What did you, the trained eye, the professional, the Hall of Famer, see with Scherzer maybe? Because he said, I knew in warm-ups I wasn't sharp, and then I got in the game and I wasn't sharp. Like, what is he talking about? What was he just missing? He said, dead arm. He said it was fatigue. What's the difference between I'm on and just a little bit off based on fatigue?
I think for him, what I saw, looked like his breaking ball was still really good. Maybe at times got a little bit inconsistent, but I thought for the most part that was good. The Braves did not really chase his changeup very much, which is, okay, is that just good plate discipline, or is that he didn't have good action on that pitch, so guys maybe recognized it a little bit more. But I thought more than anything, though, that fourth inning and then into the fifth inning, he got away from his fastball. And for a guy like him who throws as hard as he does, has the sinker and the movement on that pitch that he does, I can't think of too many reasons, if any, to get away from that pitch. But I think when a pitcher starts talking about dead arm, it's just you don't quite have nothing hurts necessarily. You just don't quite have that little finish, that little extra giddy up either on your fastball or that last little bit of finish with movement and bite on your off-speed pitches.
Tom Glavine, the Hall of Famer with Chuck and Chernoff on the fan. I want to ask you about the managing, because these managers are making pitching moves left and right. Roberts decided in the eighth inning to go with Julio Urias. He had Gratterall ready. He had Jansen available. He had the lefty Brule available, too. And it's just odd to me, Tom, because as much as I can't say no to Max Scherzer in game five if he wants to close out the series against the Giants. Well, that cost you his ability to go game one, and he was still feeling it game two. He just used his game four starter in game two out of the pen. I don't know who their game five starter is. I'm just confused by some of his decisions.
Well, you know, I think I sent a text to Frenchie when is it Urias? Is that how you say his name?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
When he came out, I sent a text to Frenchie. I was like, what is he doing? And, you know, to me, I know that people have this notion that for a starting pitcher to go out there and throw an inning of relief, it's really kind of just a glorified side session. No, it's not. And it's certainly not in a playoff game. You know, I get that he went out there in game five and Scherzer went out there in game five because it's do or die. Do or die is different. When it's do or die, all hands on deck, you know anything can happen. And I don't blame him for using Scherzer in that moment because, let's face it, you could have Scherzer lined up for game one or game two, but if you don't get to the NLCS, then it really doesn't matter what your plan is. So you got to get there. So I get that. And I think for any starting pitcher, when it's a do-or-die game and it's all hands on deck, that's fine. You're okay with that. The adrenaline is different. You understand the situation. When it's one of those situations like last night where, okay, let's just go out there and give us an inning and get us three outs, and then you're going to be lined up and good to go for game four, and this will just be a side session, well, guess what? It doesn't always work that way, and it's never easy for a starting pitcher to come out of the bullpen. And I don't care what anybody says, and I don't care that he did it in game five. It's a different scenario in game two of the series when he knows he's supposed to pitch again in game four. So I just thought that was a really bad decision on his part. I didn't quite understand why, you know, he didn't maybe leave Trinan in there or put, I can't remember the guy's name that came in, begins with a G.
Gratterall.
No, Gratterall.
That guy that came in blowing in the eighth inning 100 miles an hour.
Yep.
Why don't you bring him in the seventh inning and then split the eighth and the ninth between Trinan and Jansen? I just thought he had more options than sending his game four starter out there thinking that, hey, this is going to be a breeze for him.
Yeah, Trinan threw seven pitches, and he was like, all right, next.
And I feel like, you know, more than anybody, he does that. Dave Roberts does that a lot. You know, look at this. Like I know I say it all the time on broadcasts. I heard those guys talk about it last night. I've heard Smoltz talk about it. You know, the more that bullpen door opens, the more your odds are increasing that somebody's not going to be on their game. And you saw that last night.
All right, so DeLorean ahead. It's tomorrow, 2:00 local time in Los Angeles. Charlie Morton with his 97 heater and the curveball and all of that stuff. And that lineup, that time of day, what do you see Charlie doing? What's your preview of this?
Look, I think Charlie's set up to have a really good game. You know, you're up 2-0, all the pressure's on the Dodgers. You know, I think Charlie just can go out there about as relaxed as you can be in a playoff situation. And I just think that bodes really well for him going out there having a good game. Now, you know, Dodger Stadium, day baseball, yeah, the ball flies a little bit more out there in the daytime, but I don't think shadows or any of that stuff is going to be too big of a concern or a problem. You know, again, I see Charlie, like I said, I know from my own personal experiences what a difference it is psychologically as the starting pitcher to go out there with your team having a 2-0 lead than even a 1-1 scenario. So I just think he's going to be as relaxed as he can possibly be, and I think he's going to have a great game.
And he has a couple of extra days rest to just really be on point. Last one, Glav. I have no explanation for the Freddie thing, because we all know how good he is. I don't remember seeing a look on his face and just the uncomfortable swings and how quickly it all happened. Do you have a better explanation?
Nope. It's baseball. I mean, look, you know, I said this to somebody this morning on an interview I did. I said, you know, I did games this summer, a stretch of games where Freddie went 28 or 30 plate appearances without a swing and a miss. I mean, it was unbelievable what he did. And then to see what he's doing now, it's just like, you know, if we had a reason or an answer for it, trust me, we'd fix it. I'm sure Freddie's scratching his head trying to figure out what the heck is going on. And if he knew, like I said, he'd fix it. But I think, again, if you're a Braves fan, you're saying to yourself, my God, look at what he's done so far or not done, however you want to look at it. And we got a 2-0 lead. You know, eventually somebody's going to pay for what's going on these first two games. And, you know, I just think that – I think Freddie's – that's going to be the case. He's going to figure it out, and it's going to bode well for the Braves.
Yeah, he's just as likely to go 3-for-4 tomorrow. There's, I mean, it's,
oh, 100%. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Glav, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Great info. Enjoy the rest of the series, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Look forward to it.
There's the Hall of Famer, Tom Glavine, who you heard it. He just went after Dave Roberts. Said Roberts doesn't know how to do his job. No, what he said was accurate. Same thing we've said of just how much overmanaging that guy does.
Tom, let's say you went 20-3 one year.
And I'm going to yo-yo you between a starter and a bullpen arm. Repeatedly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Ken Nitsch and the Atlanta Braves are teaming up to give back to Georgia's first responders. Ken is donating $500 per series to an ambulance driver, firefighter, paramedic, or EMT to nominate a local hero. Go to attorneykennugent.com. Winners are announced after each series. And after the Tom Glavine Show, so let's congratulate Elisa Purdy of the Taylor County EMS, Justin Brett of the Grady EMS, and Jason Hudson of America's Fire Department. They are doing great work, and we appreciate it. For everybody else, go to attorneykennugent.com to nominate a first responder today.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.